92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. On the line, we have the voice of MSU football, George Blaha. How are you this morning, George?
Fine, Mary Ellen. Great to be on with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you on our airwaves, that's for sure. Spartans take on Florida Atlantic Owls. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff, or pregame at 5, kickoff at 5:30 here on WGHN with the Spartan Media Network. So, MSU has a new coach, coached at Oregon State. What are your impressions of Jonathan Smith and how he's running the program so far?
Well, he's a confident guy, but a very down-to-earth guy all at the same time. And I believe that going to Oregon State as a walk-on and winning the quarterback job 5 games into his first year in Corvallis and then throwing for close to 10,000 yards shows what an excellent quarterback he was in college. And that's a tough position to play, a lot of pressure on you. He came through there, and he's come through as a coach, had some decent jobs as an assistant, finally got back to his alma mater, was there for 6 years, turned things around. And, you know, he's confident in his approach. He believes in his plan. And the guys have really rallied behind him. They really enjoy playing for him and his staff.
That's good to hear. Speaking of quarterbacks, MSU has a new quarterback, and I believe he's only 18 years old. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, he won't be 19 till next month. his name is Aiden Childs. Wouldn't that be nice to be that young? Anyway, he's 6'3", and he's 217. They can't take that away from him. He can run a little bit. And he has a very good arm. He has 1 year's experience. It's almost perfect because he played last year as a backup almost every week and did very well. He's a great leader already in East Lansing. In fact, his teammates voted him one of their captains because he's engaging. He talks to everybody. And by the way, there's 61 new players on this football team.
Wow.
And I thought that Jonathan Smith and his staff had a great plan. They did a whole getting to know you thing. Every assistant coach was assigned 10 or 12 players, and none of them could be guys that they coached at their position. And so the whole team was scattered all around so they get to know one another. And they had name cards and you name it, so that everybody would suddenly feel like they knew the guy next to him and were ready to play with him. And it worked. These guys have had a very nice camp, and I think they're anxious to get to work.
I love that. So that leads me to ask, what do you do to get ready for a new season with new players on the field?
Well, that's a challenge. That's a good question. You know, first of all, I was allowed to go to 2 or 3 practices, which really helped. And the Michigan State on the football side has Ben Flieger and Zach Fisher in charge of sports information, and they've been doing football for a while now there, and I've been working with them for a while. So we exchanged information and had to kind of decide, okay, who do you think's winning this job? Who do you think's winning that job? You don't know until they run on the field on Friday night, but I've got a pretty good idea now who's going to play where. And it's been fun. This roster transformation has been amazing.
I'm excited. What do you think about the expanded Big Ten with the addition of West Coast schools like USC, UCLA, and Oregon?
I don't know if I love it, but it's here, and it's here to stay. So it means a few long road trips for some of the teams in the Big Ten. But I think it's exciting that the Spartans will head out to Oregon to play Jonathan Smith's rival when he was at Oregon State, the Oregon Ducks, early in October. That'll be a very, very interesting road trip. What's going on is we'll find out. By the way, the Pac-12, I feel bad that the Pac-12 is no more.
Yeah.
There was an offer on the table that their presidents decided wasn't quite good enough, and of course they should have grabbed it, because once it was gone, and there went a very interesting conference. there are a lot of guys out there from different schools. There are Cal guys, there are Stanford guys, there are SC guys that for years and years and years have had great rivalry games and been paid close attention to their teams and their season, and now that's up in smoke. So I feel bad for that.
What do we have to do to win Friday?
Well, I'll say this. Better be prepared for Florida Atlantic, because they sit in Boca Raton, Florida. If you follow recruiting in football, you know that in Florida, and especially in South Florida, there are athletes and especially football players everywhere. So these guys have players, and they just brought in a dual-threat quarterback who played at Marshall last year named Cam Fancher. He's a lefty, so it'll be a little bit more difficult to game plan for.
Mm-hmm.
But they have speed, and they have a veteran and determined defense. So it'll be a challenge, despite the fact that Florida Atlantic versus Michigan State, and you would think, especially the last game being a big-time shutout by the Spartans, the last time these two teams played a few years back, you'd think this would be an easy one for the Spartans. I think Michigan State could win this game, and maybe even somewhat handily, but they're going to have to play well to beat Florida Atlantic. Tom Herman's a very good coach. He won big at Houston, won big at Texas. So there'll be a challenge. That the Spartans can beat the Owls, but it won't be easy.
Thank you so much for being on the show. George, I'm the youngest of four older brothers, and if they knew that I was talking sports with George Blaha, they just wouldn't believe it. So I'll have to send this interview to them as well. Let's check in, in the next 4 weeks or so. Maybe we can do this once a month and talk to you during football season. It would be awesome.
That would be fun, Mary Ellen. And you do a great job. It's an honor to be on with you.